What's up, everybody? You're listening to the Hustle and Flowchart podcast with your boys, Matt Wolf and Joe Fear.
Wiki. Yo. Here's another episode of your favorite podcast ever.
The Hustle and Flowchart Show.
It's your favorite, right? Come on, just nod your head. Nod. Nod with us.
Yes.
All right. Hey, it's Joe Fear. That guy over there is Matt Wolf.
That's me.
He's standing and I'm sitting. That's a first. Usually it's the other way around. I'm the stand-up dude at my stand-up desk.
Well, I have a
stand-up man with the lazy chair.
Well, my desk converts into a stand-up desk, but right now my computer is in the shop. So
he has an old iMac that I was just like, the thing's gonna burst one day.
It's not old. It's 2011. It's a 2011 iMac.
That's old.
Crashed on me, and it's in the shop right now.
Yeah, I just spend too much money with Apple, so I just buy something every like 2 years.
Yeah, well, they need like a rewards program for us Apple people.
Cause that's true.
I literally have 3 MacBooks in my house, 2 iMacs, an Apple TV, 2 iPhones,
Matt,
and
2
iPads.
You're explaining everyone in the world.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Except that one Samsung user that is listening right now. I'm like, no, I hate Apple.
I'm Android for life.
All right. So this episode is going to be a duet episode. That means just Matt and I. We don't have a guest on the line with us or in the room, but other than the voices in my head. Mm-hmm. So this one, we're going to talk about this new thing that Matt has been experimenting with on the side, and it's leveraging some previous stuff we've learned from Michael Taggart.
Mr. Taggart,
Mr. X, on the 2 blockchain, cryptocurrency, Bitcoin podcast that we have. So if you don't know what all that stuff is, those words I just said, go listen to those episodes. Probably the first one is best because it gives you like a good overview.
Yeah. So the first episode is like the overview of blockchain, cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, why you should care. The second episode we did is all about trading, how to put it into wallets, how to earn it for free, and stuff like that. And today what we're going to actually talk about is one of the things that Michael introduced us to about how to earn it for free, which is a blogging platform that uses the blockchain called Steemit. Now, if you don't know what the blockchain is, don't worry. It's not super relevant to this conversation.
It's technology that is making all this stuff work. Basically, the whole idea is it's taking over. It's improving upon the internet and ways of processes and management and technology, all this stuff that we are already using online every day and how that's already taken over the world. Blockchain is starting to do that. It's still extremely early.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of technologies being used that you might not even realize. And what we're going to talk about with Matt, I'm going to kind of be the interviewer, but he'll probably tell me stuff that I can't even question because I don't even know
We'll get into as much as I can. If you don't know about the blockchain or Bitcoin or anything, I will definitely link up the last 2 episodes with Michael in the show notes. So make sure you listen to those. So Tiga, our editor, make sure you link up those 2 little episodes with Michael Taggart in there.
Tiga.
And check those out. But they're not going to be super relevant to what we're talking about. We're going to talk about one of the ways to leverage the blockchain, but it's not like you have to totally understand what's going on to make it work for you.
Exactamundo. So let's just get into this. Basically, we're going to talk about how Matt has been leveraging this platform called Steemit, and that's Steemit.
Yep.
And Matt, what the hell is Steemit?
Okay, so now before we really dive in, I do want to like sort of make a quick disclaimer that I've only been on Steemit for about a month now as of doing this, but I've already started to see some great results. I've talked to a ton of people in the Steemit community, learned a lot from them, asked questions. So my 1 month of experimenting is probably, you know, very, very intense compared to what most people have experimented with Steemit.
The way that Matt experiments is definitely way deeper than most people I've ever known. But all right, so explain, what is Steemit?
Okay, so Steemit is a blogging platform that's sort of a cross between Reddit and Medium. All right, so it's similar to Medium in the sense that people go on there and they write blog posts and it's on somebody else's platform and you're creating content on that platform that anybody can read, leave comments on, and find. Mm-hmm. And also Steemit has great SEO rankings. It's a
Really?
Yeah. What's the word when you put something on a website and it ranks instantly just because it's...
It's like high value. What the hell is it called?
Yeah, it's a high value site in Google's eyes.
Yeah.
So when you post content on there, it actually ranks pretty quickly, similar to like a Medium,
mm-hmm.
right? It's similar to Reddit in the sense that people upvote and downvote the content. So when you write a blog post or if you write a comment on a blog post, you can upvote the blog post or upvote the comment or downvote the blog post, downvote the comment. And the stuff that gets the most upvotes sort of rises to the top and becomes the most visible in the trending section on the site. The stuff that gets downvoted a lot kind of disappears into obscurity on the site.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like Medium and Reddit in that sense that there's the voting mechanism and then there's a third-party platform that you're posting content on. But then the sort of additional element that makes it different from Medium and from Reddit is that you actually earn money when you get your stuff upvoted and people enjoy your content. And it works with comments too. Mm. If you make really, really high value comments and people upvote your comments, you can actually earn money for having really good comments. So the rule of thumb is you make really, really high quality content, make really, really high quality comments on people's content, you're going to actually earn some good income from it. And there's literally people on there, if you browse the site, that have made $10,000 off a single blog post mm-hmm. because it was so high value, so well shared, so well received by people.
So basically, you get rewarded for creating badass content.
Exactly.
And reward in the sense of literally money.
Mm-hmm.
And this is money. How does that work?
Okay, so they don't actually technically reward you in like US dollars. They reward you in what's called Steam dollars and Steam power. Now it gets kind of confusing here because there's multiple sort of Steam currencies, I guess you can call them. There's the Steam currency, which is just STEEM. That is a cryptocurrency coin, just like a Bitcoin, like Ethereum, like any other coin that's mm-hmm. out there that you can think of. It trades on the open market. You can buy the coins. The coins could go up or down in value. You can sell the coins.
And that's called Steam.
That's just Steam. That's okay. Just the Steam coin.
Yep.
You've got your Steam power. And what Steam power is the voting power you have on Steam. Okay, so when you go, if you have a lot of Steam power on Steam and you upvote somebody's post, it's actually more valuable than somebody with less steam power. So the more steam power you vote up, the more steam power you build up, the higher the voting power you have in the platform, both on comments and on blog posts.
So how do you get more steam then? Steam power.
Okay, and so there's a third element. Sorry. There's the Steam dollar. So you got Steam, Steam power, Steam dollar. The Steam dollar is what you actually earn by curating or creating content. All right, so when you create a new blog post and somebody upvotes it, if somebody with a lot of Steam power, meaning they have a high visibility on the platform, if somebody with a lot of Steam power upvotes it, you actually make money in Steam dollars. Mm-hmm. Okay, so mm-hmm. are you following me so far with
I get it now. So you get paid out. Basically, you can trade Steam
mm-hmm.
on the market like a Bitcoin or right. something like that. That's the currency.
Correct.
You have the power, Steam power, which is your clout, basically.
Exactly, yep.
And then you have Steam dollars, which is what you get paid yes. in, but that stays within the Steam ecosystem. It's not like that is actual currency. It is currency, but only within the platform. Not yes. like outside
But you
of-
can cash out your Steam dollars but, if you
yeah.
want.
Well, I didn't get that, yeah.
Yeah, so a Steam dollar can actually be cashed out at a one-to-one ratio or fairly close.
Because they try to keep the currency.
They try to keep their currency valued at around a dollar per, you know, coin.
And you told me that like trading, like if you were to invest in just Steam.
It's not the greatest investment to invest right. in Steam because they try to fix the currency value at around $1.
Got it.
Now, the better use of your Steam is to convert it into Steam power, get more voting power on the site, and then you can actually earn more because you can upvote your own posts.
That or if you have enough and you're making enough money, then you know transfer that out to Bitcoin or something like that where you can actually mm-hmm. – so you're earning so, that stuff without –
Yeah, you're sort of getting ahead of me. So we were talking about the Steam dollar a minute ago. So the Steam dollar you actually earn when you create good content that gets upvoted or good comments that gets upvoted. So that's the Steam dollar. Now the Steam dollar you can cash out whenever you want. So let's say I made a post, it earned 20 Steam dollars. I can cash out that 20 Steam dollars into US dollars pretty much whenever I want. I could just go in there and say, cool, that $20 I've made, I want it. I'm going to put it in my pocket.
Right through the site? You could just do it right there?
Like, it uses a site called Block Trade. So if you click on it, it'll send you to Block Trades and say how much you want. Yeah. So you can convert it out into Steam dollars. That's one option you can do with those Steam dollars. So just for my example purposes, let's say I made a blog post. The blog post earned me $20 because so many people upvoted it. I can do two things with those Steam dollars. I can cash it out, put them in my pocket. Actually, I can do three things. I could cash them out, put them in my pocket. I can convert those Steam dollars into Steam power, which gives me more voting power on the site. Mm-hmm. So I can take those Steam dollars and say I'll have an additional 20 Steam power instead of 20 Steam dollars. And now my votes go a little bit farther when I go to curate or upvote content.
Right, right.
All right. The third thing you can do is you can actually put it into what they call like a Steam dollar savings account, which is something that's built into the site. So you can actually, and I've actually seen very few people do this because it makes more sense to move it to Steam power than Steam savings, but you can move it to Steam savings and it actually earns like a little bit of interest by just leaving it in there.
Yeah.
But almost nobody does that because it's much more leveraged by converting it to Steam power and getting better voting power on
the site. So, and now to where I was kind of leading us is how people can actually, because there's a lot of folks out there, we were like this for a long time, is like, okay, well, I'm not comfortable maybe investing my own dollars, personal money into cryptocurrencies.
Yeah.
This is now a way you can literally earn cryptocurrency, you know, at least some kind of budget that you can use that you can now apply to cryptos investing.
Correct. Yeah. So let's say I make a blog post. The blog post earns me $20. I can take that 20 Steam dollars, go to Block Trades, which they're sort of tied together with Steam. I don't know if it's the same ownership or what. I don't think so. I think they just leverage Block Trades to make the trades. But you can take your 20 Steam dollars, go to Block Trades, convert your 20 Steam dollars into $20 worth of Bitcoin, and now you have Bitcoin in your portfolio, but you've never spent a cent on it. All you did was create content to earn that Bitcoin.
Got it. Okay, so
now, just coming back to the currencies, because this is the most confusing part that it took me 2 months to wrap my head around, is, you know, between the Steam coin, the Steam power, the Steam dollar, the savings, the there's other things powering up, powering down. We can get into that in a minute too. But your Steam dollars can be converted into cryptocurrencies on blockchain and then cashed out however you want. Or your Steam dollars can be powered up using into Steam power. Also, if you want to just jump in there and have voting power from day one, you can actually buy Steam, just the Steam coin, and you can take that Steam coin and convert that to Steam power as
Got it. So you don't have to naturally, organically do this. You can actually kind of jump up a level.
You can actually sort of jump up and become sort of a powerful curator on day one if you want to invest some money.
Got it.
So if I wanted to take $1,000 and buy $1,000 worth of Steam, I can take that Steam, transfer it to Steam power, and now I have $1,000 worth of Steam power, which is going to get me a lot of voting power when I vote on people.
I follow you. All right, so I don't want to go too crazy deep into all of... I think that's a good... like, because that's a better understanding than I ever had from reading stuff about it and all that. Is there anything necessary more to know about the whole money side before we get into content?
Yes. Okay. So, the last sort of thing I want to talk about is the sort of powering up, powering down. So powering up, they call it powering up on the Steam platform if you want to convert your Steam dollars that you've earned on content into Steam power. They call that powering up, and it takes, I think, 3 days. You could say, let's say I've got $20 in Steam dollars, I can click the power up button, it'll convert it into Steam power. Now powering down works a little bit differently. You can actually take your Steam power and convert that into money as well.
Oh, so you can cash out if you
can actually cash out your Steam power if you want in a process called powering down, but they do it over, I think it's 13 weeks. So over 13 weeks, each week they're going to give you, you know, they're going to give you your currency in increments over several weeks in a fit process they call powering down. When you power down, it converts it into Steam dollar again. Then you could take that Steam dollar, convert it into whatever cryptocurrency you want, and cash out. So powering down your Steam power, you can actually get money out of your Steam power if you want. You obviously lose your curation power by
clout.
You lose some of your clout by powering down, but you can actually cash that out if you want to. And the reason they do it over 13 weeks is they don't want people sort of gaming the system and gaming price fluctuations of the currency.
Well, that's the thing. They want to keep it pretty even.
They want to keep it stable. And if somebody had, you know, 100,000 Steam power, they don't want you to go and cash out all 100,000 of that in one day and just get it out of there. They want it to slowly power down.
That makes sense. Okay.
So that's kind of the last sort of thing. There's other intricacies, but if we go too deep, I'm sure I've already confused people enough.
Yeah, no, I don't want to do that. No, I want to get into now. Okay, so now everyone should understand that you can do content, postings, commenting, all the interaction stuff, and get paid for it. Mm-hmm. Really, that's the key here. And then obviously there's a lot of things you can do with that stuff you get paid. Now let's talk about content. So how can people, what are like some really simple strategies that you've found that people can start with and actually start using this thing?
So
how do they get started? I guess we can.
So let's start with how they get started before the content, because so Steam, it actually still to this day has an approval process, and I don't know how it works. I've got to be honest. I have no clue how it works.
Well, yeah, because I got approved. We both got approved fairly quickly. Yeah. Some people we know have waited for weeks.
Yeah.
Like both of us are like 2 days.
Yeah.
There weren't any questions.
For me,
had
I think
answer.
It was 24 hours. It was either 12 or 24 hours. Like I created an account on Steemit, and then the next morning I woke up and I had an email that said, like, you've been approved on Steemit.
I guess mine was around. Yeah. Either way, though, we didn't answer any questions. That's the thing. It's literally just into your email address.
They asked for your username,
yeah,
and email, and your phone number. And they do validate your phone number.
Got it.
So they ask for those three things. Once they do that, then, you know, I don't know how long it takes to get approved. You and I were both approved within 24 hours. I don't remember the exact time, but it was within 24 hours. And I do know three people now who have said they've requested to be on Steam, and it's been over a week now, and they haven't gotten approved.
And I think they asked around the same time we did.
Yeah. And so I've read things online that says that it's a manual process. People are going in there and like manually approving your Steam account. And the way they're doing it is they're looking at Twitter, Facebook. You know, they're probably Googling you and going, okay, does this person have some clout on the internet?
Got it.
And okay, they do. Let's approve the people with the most clout first, the people that we can't find any record of on the internet. Yeah,
they want to grow the platform. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, so they're trying to get people on there that they think are going to be big and help raise more awareness for the platform. But there is ways around that that I've found, okay? But it costs money. So there's a place called, I'll have to actually look up the URL, and I'll make sure the URL is in the show notes, but it's called like Anon Steam, A-N-O-N Steam, or Steam Anon. It's you know, some variation of that. And what that is you can actually go to the site, and I think you can pay in either Bitcoin, Litecoin, or Steam itself. The cheapest way to do it is to pay in Steam, because if you pay in Steam, it's 10 Steam bucks, and since Steam is fixed, it costs you 10 bucks, basically, right? Mm-hmm. So you can pay in Steam. Now, the thing about paying in Steam is your account's not anonymous, because there's going to be records on your Steam account of like where the money transferred in, where it transferred out, that sort of thing. So it's not anonymous. If you actually literally want to create an anonymous account, you can either use Bitcoin or Litecoin on that site, purchase a Steam account, and it'll be anonymous, but because Litecoin and Bitcoin, the prices fluctuate so much, the price that it costs you to get in is going to be different every day, and it runs roughly 15 to 20 bucks to create an account.
Gotcha. Okay. So let's
if you're not getting approved, that's a way. Go to that site, and you can basically pay to get an approval. You can either be anonymous or you can be not anonymous, but that's where you would do it.
That's how you get in. Okay, cool. So, okay, you have to apply, you get approved, and basically just kind of get started from there. There's instructions and all that stuff.
If you do pay to get in there, the money that you pay actually converts into Steam power.
Nice. Okay.
If you go on that site, that Anon site, you create a Steam account, you pay 10 bucks to get in there. I don't know if the full 10 bucks, but a big chunk of that 10 bucks actually shows up as Steam power once you get into the account.
Cool. Okay. So let's talk about content now. Yeah. How would you suggest someone getting started fresh? How should their strategy look like? What should they do?
Okay. So the very first step I would take is get into the platform and just start reading other people's blog posts and commenting on other blog posts. Literally, don't even start by writing your first post. Don't even worry about that. Just get into the platform, look around, read some blog posts that really, really interest you, upvote the ones you like, and leave comments, but make valuable, high quality comments. You know, shit like, great post, or that was great, thanks for sharing, does not fly on Steam it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you got to go in there and put something that adds to the conversation. So usually when, if you see comments that I write on Steam it, I almost write like an additional blog post in my comments. You know, I write, you know, a paragraph or two of like really good content in my comments, because I want to get my comments upvoted, because I can earn off my comments just as well as I can earn off my posts themselves.
Right.
All right. So the very first thing, get in there, read some content, just be a curator in the beginning, upvote and comment on stuff, and just start by doing that. That'll give you a feel for the platform. You'll probably start getting some people following you from doing that, because posting a blog post on there, if you have no followers, you're going to get crickets. You know, so that's a good way to start building up followers. Just upvote and comment on stuff.
Got it.
That's phase one. Do that for as long as you feel comfortable, you know, maybe a week or two, and get, build up some followers, see what kind of money you earn off your comments. Then phase two is to go and write and introduce yourself post. All right. So they have a section in there that says introduce yourself. So when you write, new posts, you can add up to 5 tags on your posts. Okay. And the very first tag that you use is the section your blog post is going to get filed under, basically.
Got it.
And one of
the people
most,
can find you organically that way.
Yeah, they can find, they can search tags and find the posts inside those tags. And one of the most popular tags on there is a tag called introduce yourself. So the very
I saw yours. You had like a little hokey sign or whatever.
You're actually, if you sign up for Steam, they're going to send you a little article that says, here's what we recommend you do on Steam. And it tells you how to write your introduce yourself post. And it actually says, hold up a picture of yourself with the word Steam it on it, and take a picture of yourself holding that with the camera, so we know it's like you made this new picture fresh for Steam. You're not some fake person.
Got right? it.
So make an introduce yourself post. Follow some of the guidelines they give you on the introduce yourself. And use a lot of images on it, be interesting, make yourself sound like someone people would want to follow, and you will get some organic new followers just from people looking at who's popping in and who's new on Steam. So the introduce yourself post is big, and a lot of people find they'll get discouraged because they'll put an introduce yourself post on there. They'll make like $10 off their introduce yourself post in like 15 minutes, and they'll be like, Steam is fucking amazing. I love this thing, you know, because look, I just made one post. I made $10. If I make 10 posts a day, I can make $100 a day.
Right.
And then what happens is after your introduce yourself post, your next like 5 posts might make like 3 cents.
Yeah.
You know, so,
makes sense.
But it's just because that introduce yourself section is so watched. There's so many people watching it to see who's new on Steam, who should they follow, who looks interesting for them. So people are kind of keeping an eye on that. And so your introduce yourself post is going to be your first little like win.
Because
like,
they're engaging with it. They're upvoting you. They're probably commenting. They're probably not sharing so much, but at least that's how you're getting paid.
Yeah. You know, if you want my opinion on the easiest way to make your first dollar online, sign up for Steam, write an introduce yourself post.
So I should
make your first dollar online.
I should do that because I haven't even done that much yet. I've commented and upvoted some stuff.
Yeah.
I've lurked around, but I haven't done like what you've done here.
Yeah. And what you'll get too is you'll get, you'll post a post on there about like, here's my 10-step strategy for how to run Facebook ads. Right. And somebody might read it and go, that's a really good post. I want to go learn more about this person who wrote the post. And then they're going to go find your introduce your post, totally. Learn more about you, and kind of backtrack. So that's going to be a post that's sort of going to live there forever, that people can find out more about you.
So here's the thing that an issue I have, and I know you know this issue, not everyone does. They probably wouldn't think it's my issue, but it is that like Matt's the blogger of the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not one to sit behind a screen and just blog every day. That's Matt, not me. Mm-hmm. I have no problem writing. I love writing. Like I was just showing Matt how I had a thought last night for a friend of ours, and I literally wrote out a whole business plan for him, like 3 pages long, and at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I love to write, and it comes out fine, but my issue is to be consistent with content creating and content curation, anything content, really. I have a lot of ideas, but the whole thing is Matt, we were explaining this yesterday when you were taking your computer to the shop, actually.
Yeah.
Is I was like, man, I have an issue with not posting like I can't post every day. And I know it's a mental roadblock, but you explained I should look at content differently.
Yeah.
So instead of thinking I have to create some mega post every day or some well thought out thing, it literally could be like some thoughts. It could be a question, maybe a blurb that's kind of short. Explain maybe like simple ways there.
So two things on what you're saying there is, you know, when it comes to the content, you can You can curate if you want. You can get on Steam, and there's a lot of people making really good money just curating content. When I say curating content, they're upvoting the stuff they like, and they're commenting on the stuff mm-hmm. they like, and they're not even making their own posts. And you'll see people making really, really good money doing that. And the more you raise your Steam power, the more effective just doing that becomes. Mm-hmm. You know, so you can become a curator. It's a slower process. You're probably not going to make as much money as you will by creating unique posts. I could be wrong on that. Again, I'm a newbie to this.
Maybe this is my thing to test.
You can test.
I'll be the curator of the two of us.
Yeah. I mean, I'm doing both. If I find good posts, I'm curating them. And every day I'm trying to write something new. But to the point you were just making is a handful of my posts are literally questions. Mm. Like I made a post the other day that said, you know, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a marketer. I like affiliate marketing. I like blogging. I like content marketing. These are sort of my topics that I like to discuss on. Are there people on Steemit who are interested in this topic? Boom. That was my whole blog post.
Yeah.
Right. I made that blog post. That thing earned me like $5. Hmm. Right. It took me 15 seconds to write that comment on there. And the next day I checked in, there was 12 comments on it from people going, oh, I love that. Those topics, keep them coming because I'm listening.
So you got those people there. Was it because of the hashtag you used mainly?
The tags. Yeah. You don't use hashtags.
Or
you just
tag.
Use tags.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
no, you know, pound symbol. In yeah, front
yeah.
of it.
See, I'm a newbie. I'm doing it.
Yeah, yeah. You just use tags. But yeah, the tags are how people are going to find you.
You had followers, obviously, from your previous posts.
I have followers. There's a feed on there kind of similar to Twitter where you can see like anybody I follow. These are the latest blog posts from the people I follow. Mm-hmm. So you can see the new posts in your feed of the people you follow. And then there are people searching tags. So if I was to go and be like, I'm really interested in learning affiliate marketing, let me see if there's an affiliate marketing tag on Steemit. I'll do that search, find any blog posts with people who tagged it affiliate marketing.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, coming back to the original question of like, if I'm not good at content or I don't like doing a lot of content, you can be a curator. You can just upvote and comment, right? So when it comes to the content, you can ask questions. At the end of the day, Steam wants to get engagement going in their platform. They want mm-hmm. people on their platform often. If you're asking good questions that a lot of people want to comment on, that's going to work just as well as a long you know, pillar post piece of content.
Makes sense.
You can curate content on there in the other sense of curate, not the Steemit curate, but like the sense of I have a blog over here. I'm going to take this content that I've written over here and I'm going to share it here. Now, Steemit has a very anti-plagiarism rule, mm-hmm. they call it. They have people actively watching Steem to make sure you're not copying blog posts from other sites and just pasting them in here. But if it's your own content and you actually put a little byline on there that says this was originally posted here, but I thought I'd share it here too, they're totally cool with that.
Nice.
So you can take your other blog posts you've already written. You can embed YouTube videos you've made. You can take podcast interviews, get them transcribed, use those. Curate in that sense as well.
That's cool. So it's a way, because Matt and I, we're both big fans of curation of your content and spreading it all over the web once you make it once. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't just live on one platform. It should go all over the web.
Yeah.
Now, you gave me a strategy yesterday. Maybe quickly talk about this, and then we should probably wrap this one up or get close to it here. Because this is kind of a basic overview, because I think you're so new still to Steem, you know, way more than most people, but you're still new. You're testing these things. You said your strategy, instead of just repurposing content from, say, your blog or Evergreen Profits or whatever to Steem, Steemit, instead, you're posting on Steemit, making your money there maybe for a week or so, and then maybe in a month, maybe. After it stops, you know, trending, quote unquote, making money, then you repost it elsewhere.
Yeah. So there's a specific window that you could earn on your content in Steem. And this is something I'm not 100% clear on, like how big that window is, because I guess it moves based on how much interaction that content is getting. But you can, if you go and create content there, get your earnings from Steem first and then curate it to other platforms. Mm-hmm. To me, that's a better strategy than say, like, I'm going to post it on my blog and then 2 weeks later post it on Steem.
Right.
You post it on Steem, that's where it's unique and original first. Let it make some money for you.
Totally.
Then move it to your blog.
Got it. Yeah. So, I mean, that I just wanted to make that clear to people as we were talking about repurposing, because I think that flow makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And it's like, leverage the platform, man, as much as you can, and then apply it.
Yeah. And one thing I'm going to start testing, we can wrap up right after this, but one thing I'm going to start testing is I'm going to start taking transcripts of podcasts, putting those on Steem, see how well those get received. And also, if that doesn't do well, I'm going to start just taking, like, here's my big takeaways from a podcast. Mm-hmm. Like, here's 10 things to know after listening to this podcast. Boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm. Here's the link to the full episode if you want to listen.
Nice.
I'm going to test some of those, see how that goes. Again, I'm still testing. One thing I tested that didn't work was just taking a video on YouTube that I made and embedding it on Steam. Nothing. Crickets. So that hasn't worked, but you know, it's all going to be a testing process, and maybe that'll work in the future once I build up more clout or more Steam power. We'll see.
It's not like it's hurting you to test it. So cool. Well, that's I would say that's a wrap on the overview of Steemit and some creative ways to use blockchain and cryptocurrency technologies to literally just kind of do what you're probably already doing now, is creating content of some sort, but using this platform now to actually earn money. And then
earn cryptocurrency,
If you choose to keep in the platform and just see where this thing goes, because it's still very early, or start investing in things like Bitcoin and all these other altcoins out there. So
yeah, so here's cool. Here's one last quick little flow that I'll just briefly say, because I know we got like 2 minutes here. Basically, go on Steemit, start commenting, upvoting stuff, then create your introduce yourself post. Once you've created your introduce yourself post, continue to interact. Any money you make off new blog posts or curation, roll it into Steam Power so you get more clout. Continue to upvote, continue to comment. You're going to make more and more money with each consecutive post as you grow your Steam Power. Then at some point, if you want, take that Steam Power, cash it out into a cryptocurrency, put it into Bitcoin, Ethereum, whatever sort of Bitcoin is hot at the moment, and let that ride, and then repeat the process, and you'll you stand to make shit tons if you're like in that cryptocurrency world.
I'm just saying, my crypto strategy, this is what I've been kind of doing, is just like, just trickle cash in percentage wise. Don't really worry about the price so much, but just always kind of add a little bit there. And inherently, you know, theoretically, it will go up for Bitcoin. Obviously, it's not always going to be the easiest of rides, but that's one way.
Yeah.
We'll All see. Right. Cool. Good episode. Let's, go try it out. Go to steemit.com and check out the show notes for Matt's links, and he'll probably post some links to his Steemit account and all that stuff too. So
for sure.
Thank you. See you next time. Hey, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to this podcast. Now, if you want to learn more and hear from us every single month, which a lot of people do, it's pretty fun, we actually write this thing called the Evergreen Profits Letter, and that is a printed newsletter that we actually send to hundreds of people every single month to your doorstep, so you actually get it in the mail. You can read this sucker, you can highlight it, you can dog ear, you can scratch some stuff out if you don't like that one. You say, no, Joe and Matt, that's not cool for me. But you can take a lot of different strategies, about 15 or so from every single issue, and it's really cool. So basically, these are actionable strategies that you can use in your business right away to test out and pretty much build on what you already have going on. So check it out. It's at www.egpletter.com. It's pretty amazing. And yeah, you should go check it out. See what it's all about.
Boom.